Welcome to the Get Up Podcast. Bam! I'm your host, Mark Hayford, coming at you like Bono when there's a flash sale on sunglasses, baby. Welcome to the greatest podcast in the history of podcasts. When you're talking mindset, attitude, positivity, personal growth, and possibilities, Get Up Army, it is time for your weekly shot of awesome. I'm your host, Mark Hayford. You are the Get Up Army, and I got another banger as a guest for us today, ladies and gentlemen. But before I bring this living legend rock star on and unleash him, ladies and gentlemen, to the Get Up Army. Hey, if you're out on social media, so am I. So follow me, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitter, and of course, Clubhouse. And look, if you are into mindset, attitude, positivity, personal growth, possibilities, you know you are. Yo, check out my website, markhayford.com, and that's Mark with a C, so we drive them crazy and keep them on their toes at Starbucks. You know what I'm saying? There are three number one books out there, ladies and gentlemen. You got Get Up, encouraging you to attack life, 365, and Light Up the Darkness. And I know, some of you out there in the Get Up Army, look, it's 2023, life is tough, you got to wear a cup. You're like, but Hayford, I can't read. Come on, baby, I got you. Yo, there's two audiobooks out there, Get Up and Light Up the Darkness. And it's you know who's spitting it to you? The author, moi, okay? So I'll be right in your ears, you poor little baby ducks. Anyway, so go check out markhayford.com. Enough about that. Let's get to somebody who I want to give the most airtime to, because we're talking, let me bust this resume out. This person is not only a colleague, he's a friend, and I'm excited to get him on here. So ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce to you TEDx speaker, five-time award-winning CEO coach, international professional speaker, radio show host, and dig this, new best-selling author with his book, which I can't wait to rip into, the Charge Yourself Up for Success, all the way from Dublin, Ireland. Put your virtual hands together for the Doug Gordon. Yeah. Boom, Dougie Diamonds. Welcome to the program, man. How are you?
Oh, I love it, Mark. I love the energy. It's brilliant. Absolutely.
Let's go, man. So listen, here's a little backstory here. So Doug and I met, we became friends through Clubhouse. You know, during the pandemic, they say, if you're not familiar with Clubhouse, what do you say, Doug? It's like the pandemic baby of social media, right? So everybody was kind of stuck at home and had no way of really communicating and everything. And anyway, we met online there, and Doug's been one of the backbones of every week, right? We do this mental wellness room in Clubhouse. Incredible. I mean, I think we've logged probably thousands of hours already working with people. And there, I mean, we have so many of our friends that are colleagues and professionals under the umbrella of mental wellness. And, you know, you get to know someone on a professional, easy for you to say, level, and then on a personal level. And, Doug's a real deal, man. He's digging in, like going hard every time you're on, he's getting an award for something. He's on stage somewhere. Doug, how do you keep this pace up, man? First of all.
Well, I love it. I have to say, you and I have been on stage at Clubhouse, literally for over 1,000 hours. I mean, I would say more like close to 2,000 hours, doing sometimes 14-hour days trying to help people who are coming on stage. But I absolutely love it, Mark. It's actually selfish. It's the idea of being able to go in there and watch someone's state and mindset change just through us trying to give them a bit of love and a bit of support. It's just brilliant. I mean, I think that the greatest gift that you can give yourself is trying to give to others. So that's what drives me. And I love helping other people. I love supporting other people. I love working with great people like yourself as well.
Oh, thank you, Matt. Well, you have a great fan base in there, and a lot of people come in the room, and the 1 week that you weren't able to be in there, where's Doug? I'm like, what about Mark? I'm right here, bro. But okay, Doug will be back. Doug's got fans. Yo, let's talk about this, man. You're all about mindset, success. Just so much of what the Get Up Podcast and the Get Up Army is about, right? But I was wondering if you could take me through this. You're big on acronyms, and you have a success formula, and you have utilized over the past couple of years this one particular formula. I was wondering if you could share it with everybody.
Absolutely. Well, we all go through some crap in life, and I personally think what we go through, we grow through to glow through. And let's all gleam our inner light. And, you know, let's face it, you know, the highest form of energy on this planet comes from the sun, and the sun gleams its light every day. So I have an acronym in terms of getting yourself in the best energetic state. And also for the formula for success, in my point of view, is GLEAM. And that starts obviously with G, if you can spell. And G starts with gratitude. And let's face it, the attitude of gratitude gets your vibe higher, so you attract a better tribe. And, you know, we both have children, and I know you work with a lot of kids. And if you give a kid a present and they're not grateful, do you feel like giving them anything else? Of course not. So why would the universe or even your own subconscious make you feel worthy to receive anything else if you're not grateful for what you have now? So be grateful for the small things in life. Remember, the five senses, we're all here to enjoy the sights of these beautiful mountains, sky, sun, stars. So appreciate them with gratitude for the small things in life, and you open yourself up to receive more. G is also for giving to others, and we talked about that early on. It's the greatest gift you can give to yourself. You and I did about 1,000 hours of mental wellness work for people during the pandemic. And I'm sure that, like myself, when you come out of that, you look yourself in the mirror, you can go, you know what? I love you. You're a decent person. So go out there and give to others. It's a great gift to yourself. L is about learning that life, in my viewpoint, having had a near-death experience, I believe that we come down to this planet to learn, to grow, to evolve, to become better versions of ourselves. And I truly believe that, you know, as spiritual beings having a physical existence, why would you just come down as you? Why wouldn't you come down as the king, the queen, the prince, the pauper, the invalid, the Olympian, to experience life in different perspectives and different angles? So based on that premise, if you're having a hard time in life, maybe reframe it and say to yourself, you know what? Maybe I've played this game of life so often that I need to pat myself on the back, because maybe I'm just testing myself to the ultimate in this lifetime to see if I can still get through all this crap and come out the other side as that best version of yourself. So let go of the past, let go of those anger, resentment, lack of forgiveness, the problems of the past, and focus on the fabulous future you could be having. E is energy, which is what I'm talking about. That's spiritual, mental, emotional, physical energies. They're all intertwined. If you work on one in terms of the physical, which is easiest in terms of nutrition, exercise, and rest, it'll help others. But also E is for emotional intelligence in terms of a sense of self-awareness, conscious communication, empathy, compassion, inspiration, and self-regulation. Work on them. It'll help you massively in all other areas of your life. And then finally, well, not finally, but A is for authenticity. And I believe when you're your true, authentic self, it's amazing how people resonate with you more, they trust you more, and life is better in all around. And then finally, M, one, meditation. And I don't mean meditation sitting there going, I mean in terms of getting out your head self, getting into your heart self, getting out of the ego self, the fear self, getting into the heart self, the higher self, the love self. So you come from that place of love in terms of how you speak, act, and be. And then finally, in terms of M, it's meaning. What is the meaning of life? Is it about making money? Is it about holding lots of houses? I don't think so. I think it helps, yes, to help more people. But actually, the meaning of life for me is about touching people's hearts. And that comes down to simple things like kisses you give, hugs you hold, and kind words that you pass on. So go out there and give as many kisses, many hugs, as many kind words, and you can live a life of love with lots of vibrant energy.
Woo! Man, I'll tell you what, put an exclamation point, that's GLEAM, baby. I hear GLEAM at least once a week, and I love it because, I mean, it's like it checks all the boxes, man. Everything from being grateful to having energy to learning to, you know, just the meditation, authentic, all this. I mean, everything that you say carries so much weight there. I think it's brilliant to have that wrapped in, and that could be a keynote in itself. So I think it's really cool. So I think like one of the strengths that you have, excuse me, is that you take a lot of life and business, and you're able to intertwine that. And you know, I feel like your purpose is, you talk about a lot of purpose in life and business. Why, how, like, what is that? Where does that come from? Everybody, you know, especially when you're talking speakers and presenters and coaches, they all have kind of their lane that they're picking and going. And how did you kind of get into this lane? What's the story with that?
Well, I think when I came out of university, I had all these goals, and they're all ego goals. They're all about trying to impress my father. Because let's face it, quite often as kids, we don't get enough love from the people that we really want to be loved by. Even though my father's a super guy, but for me, I needed a bit more. He's a busy guy. So I came out, I wanted to become a millionaire. I wanted to be recognized in my industry. I wanted to be recognized in sport. I wanted to have a family like he had. Everything was about trying to impress him, be like him, and everything like that. And then when I completed all those goals, I suddenly had nothing else left in life. And I ended up having a near-death experience where I actually died and was encapsulated in this amazing feeling of love, energy, connection. And when I came back, I came out with this different kind of outlook in life, that I wanted to connect to my heart self and create purpose and passion through something that was about love rather than ego and money. So look, if you're trying to find your purpose, because let's face it, a lot of people, right? We struggle sometimes. We kind of drag ourselves out of bed in the morning, drag ourselves in the office. And we look at the screen going, what the bleep am I doing here all day? And yeah, it's funny, actually, when you've gone, you're about to go on holiday, you tend to spring out of bed, spring into a taxi, spring into the airplane, spring into the pool, loads of energy, because you're aligned to something you love doing. So if you can create love in what you do, love with the people you work with, and love for the clients you serve, you're going to have lots of vibrant energy. So how do we get that? Well, firstly, I always say, write down, say, 5 things you love doing, 5 things you're good at doing, and 5 things you can add value to people in some way or form, and find a match. That's a good start. Or you and I both speak on stage, right? So if we were to give somebody out there who's listening to this, you know, a stage in front of 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 people, you're 90 years of age, it's your legacy speech, it's you're going to be something talking about, something that you really are passionate about, it's the last thing you're going to leave on this planet, what would that be? And then once you know what that is, re-engineering yourself back to where you are today and write down, who do I need to collaborate with? What do I need to learn? What do I need to do to be able to feel worthy enough to get on that stage and do it? And then you'll be aligned to that sense of purpose. The other way of finding purpose is to turn your messes into messages and give them meaning to help other people. So anything you've been through, marriage breakdowns, ailments, whatever it is, turn it, reframe it, look at it and say, okay, what did I learn there? How can I utilize what I learned to help other people in some way or form? So they'd be the key ways. And the last way, sorry, if you can't move job, is to have a look at the energetics of what you do in your job and how it aligns in that company in terms of sense of purpose to adding value to someone else's life. So when I was in the investment world, we actually helped that granny or grandpa retire younger. And when you know that and you're actually achieving that every single day, it gives you more of a meaning in terms of what you do as well.
I think it's great having a purpose. This is a lot of what I try to address when I'm speaking to groups or whatever about having a purpose and finding your purpose and having leaning into that passion. And a lot of what you said about finding what you're good at and what do you like to do. And if you can, Mark Twain said it, right? The 2 greatest days in your life, the day that you're born and the day that you realize why. And that's pretty much what you just said. You know, when you're going on vacation, you can spring out of, you can have 3 hours sleep, right? And you spring out of bed and you're woo and you're ready to go. Or you can get 9 hours sleep and it's a crappy Monday and you got to drag yourself out and you're like, oh, you know, and it's all mindset and about your passion and your purpose. I love that. So you're big on mindset. You're big on success. And I know that you've talked about reprogramming your mindset for success. How does somebody do that? How do they start to do that? What does that look like? How can they start taking action steps to reprogram their mind to be successful?
Well, what I find, Mark, is quite often, you know, the people that come into our lives, whether in business or in love, they're partners effectively in life. And the word partner and the word parent have exactly the same letters, except there's an extra R in partner. So it's like we replay the parent relationship over and over again until we learn whatever suppressed emotion is in the back of the heart, the back of the subconscious, and realize through awareness and acceptance that that's in us. And once we have that, then we can let it go. So I always say to people, you know, have a look at all your flaws, your triggers, your parental programs, and write them down. So mine would be, you know, leaving my underpants on the floor or leaving the toilet seat up, or, you know, I'm joking, but, you know, there might be fear involved. There might be not actively listening enough. There might be fear of not being successful, whatever it might be. No, just write them down and then have a look at 5 people in your life and choose your mum or dad, because you generally model them in the first 7 years of your life. And write down all the flaws you can see in them or the things you don't like about them as well. So, you know, when you have those 5 people, you write down all their different trigger points, their different flaws, or whatever it is, and then have a look at those and see if there's any commonality even between 2 of them. And if there is, own it yourself, because I generally believe that the people that come into our lives mirror back areas that we need to self-improve on. So that way you've got a self-aware viewpoint, you've got a mirrored viewpoint, and then phone a friend, like in Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? You know, ask someone, because you sometimes don't see what's in yourself. Ask them, you know, what do you see in me? What do you think that I need to self-improve on? And take the emotions out of it, use it as an ego exercise to self-improve, and then add that to the list as well. So you've got a self-aware view, mirror view, phone a friend view. Get in front of a coach like yourself or myself, voice it out loud, because by voicing it out loud, you've got accountability, you've got awareness, you've got acceptance. And then once you've done that, rip the piece of paper up, blow it up, throw it in the bin, whatever you need to do, feel that energy dissipating and rewrite the list in I am positive opposites and say them out loud over and over and over again with the coach, yeah, once a week, but also in front of the mirror, hand in heart, eye to eye contact, with passion, with meaning, at least for 21 days, preferably 60 days, in order to see the subconscious, create neuroplasticity, create new neural patterns and change to be that person that you think differently, act differently, and be differently as well.
Very I love hard. It. You're hitting all the boxes, man. This could be a 5-hour conversation talking about neuroplasticity and subconscious mind. Okay, look. So there's a lot of people that are walking around out here and they have no stress, but they don't have the success to go with it, right? They can have the weekends off. They can kind of do whatever, but they don't have the financial standpoint that they want to be at or whatever that looks like. And there's a lot of people that have quote unquote success, but they're riddled with stress. I know something that you've talked about before is having success without stress. How is that possible? How do people merger the two, if that even is possible? I mean, I would imagine it's balanced, but what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think the key thing in terms of success without fulfillment is not really success. And let's face it, there's so many people out there. I'm not going to mention any names, but there's billionaires out there that they are happy when they make £1 million, £2 million, £10 million, £100 million, £1 billion. But they're never happy. And, you know, if you can be truly happy in terms of the small things, that's real success. And if you can have that conscious awareness of that and be present in the moment and be happy with who you are, who you're meeting, and gamify life rather than taking life too seriously, it can make it so much more easier to deal with. Because the biggest stresses that we have in life are generally the people that come into our lives. And generally those relationships that we have can be very testing. So instead of getting wrapped up in the emotion of when someone comes in, one of those monsters that really pisses you off in some way or form, instead of getting wrapped up in that emotion, take yourself out of the situation. Put yourself on the 10th floor. Look back down and ask yourself, why is this person coming into my life? What's reflecting back in this interaction? How can I learn from this interaction? How can I grow from this interaction? And what can I utilize to learn, to grow, to evolve, to help other people in some way or form? And if you gamify everybody that comes into your life, almost like a PlayStation game where they're actually like these little pawns that you need to get past or utilize, you know, to whatever they're teaching you to become more emotionally intelligent and deal with these type of people, it's amazing how then you can gamify life and take it a little more easily as well, so that you're not so stressed. But on that as well, in terms of mind, body and soul type stuff, you know, you need to work on your nutrition. You need to work on your exercise. You need to get proper rest. You need to make sure that you're doing all those types of things to get yourself into that high physical state. And that's the easiest one to work on, because when you're physically fit, it means your heart is fitter. It means you can deal with these emotions better. You can deal with the mental side better, and you will be better in terms of success without stress, in terms of getting more done in less time with less stress.
Yeah, you got to take care of yourself. If you don't take care of yourself, you can't take care of other people. I know if I'm not fully rested, I feel so wasteful and I get frustrated. And, you know, so it starts with these basic things, which is so funny, because all those things, especially in that last paragraph you just said, those things are easy to do, but they're also not easy to do, right? Because it's about just not being mindful of it. And you know what I find interesting? We kicked off the interview here, and you went to the acronym GLEAM. And, you know, as we talk about all these different bullet points of you know, content that I wanted to come at you with here today, I feel like all your answers circle back to that. You know, it is shredding the ego. It is the emotional intelligence. It is being grateful. It is learning. And it's kind of almost like getting out of your own way so you can get better, is what I'm hearing with this. And all that goes back to GLEAM. But it's great stuff, man. Look, you got this new book. I want to talk about this because, first of all, congratulations. It is a bestseller, baby. And I know that's like when that thing came to your door, it's probably like when you give birth to a baby, you know, the first time, right? And it's called Charge Yourself Up for Success. Talk about this book, because I know you were putting work into it for a while. I know it's got some ridiculously awesome, you know, some of the people that have just loved on it and actually gave commentary online for it and backed the book. I mean, these are people of success and substantial, you know, names that are out there in the industry. So talk about this book. What is Charge Yourself Up for Success? What's it going to do for somebody? Take me there.
Well, thank you, firstly. And, you know, the book Charge Yourself Up for Success, Energizing Your Life, Work, and Relationships, is all right about how to, it goes much more in depth of how to find your purpose. There's a much bigger in-depth system in terms of how to get rid of those parental programs. It talks a lot about how you can almost utilize energy in a kind of a different way, because I'm a master teacher healer of five modalities, healing, in the investment world where I used to work, I grew an investment company from 50 million per annum sales to 1.75 billion per annum sales. So I use a lot of grounded examples of how you can be successful in your life as well. But remember, success isn't just about money. It's also about life. So it's how to get yourself into the best energetic state, how to make your relationships grow in the best possible way, how to help you grow in the best possible way. And I'm so grateful because it's not just about me. It's also, I interviewed over 300 people on my radio show. And these are people like, you know, from The Secret film, John DeMartini, Lisa Nichols, Jack Canfield, Stephen Covey, who's a New York Times bestseller, Stephen Kotler, New York Times bestseller, Les Brown, world-renowned, Sharon Lecter wrote, you know, she was the other part who wrote You Were Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And she rewrote Think and Grow Rich for Women. And she rewrote another Napoleon Hill book, Outwitting the Devil. So she is a massive. So there's so many amazing people that I've interviewed. And I've utilized the learnings of those 300 interviews of these incredibly successful people to put in place something in terms of a manuscript to help people in terms of their life in order to connect to their true self to create the best possible life they can possibly have. And I've already had a few people realize. I had a critic, well, you know, actually, one of the top critics. He's been in, you know, in terms of writing books, he's a ghostwriter, he's an author of many international best-selling books, and he critiqued the book, and he wasn't going to hold back. And I have to say, he gave it a beautiful review on Amazon, as many other people has as well. So I've got testimonies as well from three New York Times bestsellers. I've got an Emmy Award winning actress. I've got a guy who's done the South Pole, the North Pole, Everest twice, he's peaked, and many others as well who have, you know, really backed the book. They've read the book. They love the book. And they've given me testimonies for the book as well.
The endorsements are off the charts for this one. What? Okay. So is a reader picking up this book? What do you hope that they take away from it? Or, you know, that's not really a fair question because I know one of the most, it's a fun moment. It's a dopamine hit. It's, you know, as an author, for people to come to you and go, hey, thank you, Doug, your book did this for me, you know, or whatever. And that's really cool to get the feedback from people. But as the author, as the creator of this, what do you hope this book will do for people, or their takeaway will be when it's all said and done?
Well, this for me, I mean, as I said, success in life is not necessarily about money, but there is talk in there of how you can create money, how you can manifest your life, how to goal set effectively in a grounded fashion, not just like the secret fashion. Although somebody who read the book said it was like a mix between The Power of Intention from Wayne Dyer and The Secret book as well. But I've had other people that said they've seen different things as well. So I think there's different strokes for different folks, but I think it'll help people in terms of being successful in business, being successful in life, being successful in relationships, and also getting yourself in the best positive mental health state. Because let's face it, if your mental health is good and your positivity is high, as I said, your vibe attracts your tribe. So you're going to attract more positive experiences and more positive people into your life.
I love it. I love it. Hey, listen. I need a signed copy, baby. You got to send that thing across the pond here. What? Okay, look, charge yourself up for success. Doug Gordon, where can the Get Up Army go out in droves and buy millions and millions and millions of copies of this book? Where do they go?
Well, at the moment, it's on Amazon. So we started by, you know, going into Amazon and everything like that. And then it's going to be in Barnes & Noble. It's going to be in all the usual shops and everything like that. But Amazon is the easiest way to get it at the moment. And I'm so grateful. Some of the proceeds are going to be going to helping people with mental health and also building an alternative healing center to help people as well.
That's fantastic, man. Wow. Wow, Get Up Army. I hope you got your pad and pen out for that one. And if not, you can dial it back, run it back, and then get all the notes because, again, we can't get all the information from Doug, and because that's just a little piece of Doug Gordon. Like, we just got like a little puzzle piece out of all the pieces that are in the box, because I get to hang with this guy every week. You can check us out every Wednesday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in Clubhouse in the Mental Wellness Encouragement Room. But I'll tell you what, Doug, I just want to tell you, thank you so much for coming on here and giving a little shot of some Dougie Diamond awesomeness to the Get Up Army, talking about this new book and your mindset backing it, because it's going to be helping people, which I know is what you're about. So Doug, thank you, man, for coming out here, and keep doing what you're doing.
Well, thank you, Mark. And I love being on stage with you every week. You're an absolute inspiration.
I can't wait till we do it in person. That's going to rock. Let's go.
Absolutely. 100%.
Hope the buildings have insurance. All right. That's what's up. Get Up Army. That's my friend, Doug Gordon, all the way from Dublin, Ireland. Go get his book, Charge Yourself Up for Success. And listen, you know what's happening. We're coming back. We are stomping through 2023, taking no prisoners. Mindset, attitude, positivity. Let's go. We will be back very soon with a brand new Get Up podcast with a special message for you. Hey, every day, one step forward, one action step towards your success. Have a goal, work towards it. You're worth it. And you are not here to survive. You are here to thrive. So get up, Army. Get on your feet. Charge. Okay. Let's go hard. 2023 is ours. It's the bounce back year. Let's go. For Doug Gordon, for me, I am always in your corner. This is Mark Hayford.